Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the Game Friday edition, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We're live at the Jack Daniels Barrel House today. It is, once again, another Predators game day as they are going to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, once again, after they got the win last night, 2-0 here at Bridgestone Arena. Titans and Colts coming up this weekend. It's going to be a fun show. Eddie George at 1 o'clock. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing good. I can't complain.
I can find some things.
Yeah, I mean, we can complain about a lot of stuff. Hell, I can complain about something this morning.
Like Jared Stillman moving everything around, not putting it back. Thanks,
wait a minute. He didn't listen. Obviously, Derek, to your speech in the studio the other day. When you take something, you got to put it back where you found it.
I know. What happens is,
typical.
Listen, if you go into a place, someone's home or whatever it is, my mom has always told me, you leave that place better than you left it.
Yes. Okay?
Or exactly like you, if you walked in and it looked a certain way, then make sure you walk out and it either looked that way or better. Don't touch nothing. Don't break nothing. Don't move nothing. Don't decide to repair anything. Just leave it as is.
I know, but he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm
just telling what my mama told me. and daddy told me.
Hey, I didn't work her. I can concur. My parents had the same philosophy.
Your mama was spot on.
Something tells me that the Stillmans had the same philosophy.
Exactly. Jared just don't listen.
Just in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, when has Jared ever listened to anybody but himself?
I'm not blaming this on the Stillmans.
This has nothing to do with the Stillmans, okay? This has nothing to do with the parents. This is all Jared. It went in one ear, not the other.
Raise your hand if you're surprised.
I'm sure he was on many a punishment, okay?
Anyway, live here, as I said, at the Jack Daniels Barrel House today, it is a Predators game day, and that is presented by Social Furniture. Shop today and get rewarded with social cash back. Buy $1,000 in furniture and receive $125 social cash back. That's in green cash. Shop local, shop social on the west side, so appreciate them for that. Let's start off with the Thursday night football game last night. The Bengals do get the win in Cincinnati against Miami, but that was not the story. It was very, very scary. Tua Tagovailoa in the second quarter gets hit, goes down, a gruesome scene. You know, they kept showing his hands that were, you know, it looked like he couldn't move them, and it turns out he does have a concussion. I think we all believe he had a concussion going into the game and never should have played, but he did. And now the NFL and the Miami Dolphins are getting a lot of backlash because of that. And quite frankly, they should. Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, commented on Tua's condition last night.
Yeah, he was responding. When I got out there, which was pretty quick, he was conscious. I could just tell by what we're communicating and how he's talking to me that he was in the midst of a concussion for sure. You know, I'm no medical expert, but it was pretty obvious to me that he was just trying to grasp what was going on, what had just happened. You know, there's some little of that foggy nature to it.
Well, here's the thing. You knew last night that he had a concussion.
Yeah.
But a week before, when he couldn't walk off the field and looked like the birds were spinning around his head, you didn't know he had a concussion?
I listened to the post-game show, and, you know, whether it was Witt or Sherm or who was Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And they were all speculating, and they had – I forgot who else was on that panel.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick. They were all speculating. And Gonzalez said, listen, man, we're no medical doctors. It's a fine line, between, a concussion and, diagnosing it and getting a guy to say, yes, I'm concussed, or yes, you know, I'm fine. Because guys typically want to be out there and they want to, you know, help the team win at any cost. But that is why the NFL supposedly put these guidelines in place to protect the players from themselves.
Sure.
And there's no way in hell you can tell me, you can convince me that last week when he hit his head and he's shaking his head on the ground. I don't know why no one pointed this out. He was shaking his head on the ground.
Right.
Like trying to gather himself. Then he gets up and he shakes his head more. He doesn't reach for his back. He's not saying anything's wrong with his back. He's shaking his head like he's trying to shake it off. Like, you know, I'm a little foggy. Let me shake this off. And then he falls out. Immediately right there, you're gone. There's no coming back. There's no, you know, oh, let's check him and if he's okay with. No, you're completely gone. When you drop on the field, you fall on the field on your own. You're wobbling and fall on the field on your own. You got to watch it from when he hit the ground, his head hit the back of the ground, he's shaking his head, he's getting up slowly, he's shaking his head, trying to gather himself, and then he falls down. There's no way in hell he should have been back on the field. And everybody in that organization needs to be sued. Everybody that had a part of him going back on that field, from the head coach, his ass needs to be fired. Yeah. Fired. He needs to be gone. The doctors need to be gone. All of them. Because they don't have this young man's, they don't have his interests, his best interests at heart. They care about winning. They don't care about the soul. They care about winning. They don't care about the player. Okay? We all know why this is in place. Not because the NFL wants it to be in place, because they were forced to give it to put it in place, these whole guidelines. The NFL has never been proactive. I've said this before. I love the sport. It has afforded me a lot of things, and I enjoy everybody, but they are not proactive. They are not basketball.
No, they're reactive.
They react to everything.
Most sports are.
But I'm saying, like, basketball, at least they try to, you know, be one step ahead. Football, they're three steps behind, and they don't care.
You know, it was interesting. Nick Kieser sent us a tweet from Chris Nowinski, who is the guy from Harvard that was instrumental in the concussion moving along program, the CTE, the collecting of people's brains and stuff
more,
like that.
I can give you a little more background on him that you may not know. He was a pro wrestler. He was in WWE.
Yeah.
He was a part of the Tough Enough competition, became a wrestler, actually was pretty good, had a lot of career in front of him, suffered a concussion that ended his career. And honestly, that was really when all sports, they started learning more about it.
He
devoted his life to what ended his pro wrestling career.
Yes, he has really been on the forefront of the research on all this, the awareness
of all
this.
I'd love to get him on. It'd be great to get him on the show.
But isn't it haunting, though, that what he sent out before the game, before the game.
He shouldn't have been playing.
That's
he
said.
He
was very definitive about it. He says, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know. This isn't right. Now, he said that before the game started. So they tried to continue to push the narrative that it was
his back.
And not a concussion. So we'll see. I mean, there's going to be further discussion about that now, for sure.
My thing is, and I've said this before, and this is many years I said this in regards to concussion. If you have a concussion or show any inkling of having one, or signs of having one, not only you should miss a mandatory two games. It should be a mandatory two games. No, okay, we're going to evaluate you through the week, and if you're okay, then you can play. No, you can't play. You are taken out of a game because you had a concussion. I am not then going to allow you, you know, 72 hours later when there's been no contact or whatsoever, to allow you to go back on the field to put yourself in a position where you may have another concussion, and this may be worse than the first one.
Well, and if you're not fully recovered from the first one and then you have a second one, I mean, that's going to cause even more issues.
Exactly. Again, they
– like, they could have – we don't know. We don't know. We don't know yet. He flew home with the team. They said he was responsive. He was moving everything. That's great news. But he could have ended his career last night. We don't know. We do not know what is going to happen as a repercussion of this.
Well, what I want to see is how long will he be out?
Will he be out a week? Because I have – there's another sport that I love that I think has also been reactive, but they've been doing it right. I want to kind of get your thoughts on how another sport is handling some things. We'll take your reaction to the Tua situation, 615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live at Bridgestone Arena today at the Jack Daniels Bear House. It's Chase, William, and D-Mace, 1025, 1063, the game. Chase, William, and D-Mace, 1025, 1063, the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason. Live at the Jack Daniels Barrel House today for Predators and Lightning Round 2. You like this music, don't you, there, Willie?
Oh, man. Is this Sly and the Family Stone right here? This is good stuff.
Yeah. It could be Mace.
Funkify the Friday a little bit.
It could be Mace. Good. You know?
It's yeah. Just, This is just universal.
Bad boys. Make me
feel so hard. Oh, you're going with a little Miami Sound Machine right there. It's the
615-737-1025.
Gloria Stefan.
I like it, Will.
Oh, man. I got the full spectrum, man. I got the full spectrum.
We know. 615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Talking about Tua and his concussion that he suffered last night. It obviously feels like more than one. He shouldn't have played last night. And what I was going to say is, you know, obviously with my favorite sport, NASCAR, it's dangerous. I mean, you're in a wreck. You're going almost 200 miles an hour, and you crash into another car or a wall or whatever. And NASCAR has done a tremendous job since February 18th, 2001, making these cars safer. They lost too many drivers before that, with Dale Earnhardt obviously being the biggest, but Kenny Irwin, Adam Petty, there were many others that died as a result of a crash, and a lot of it had to do with the head, with your head snapping forward and breaking your neck and things like that. But you still have these impacts that they hurt, and these guys will suffer concussions because the force of hitting the wall is so great. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s career ended early because he had suffered so many concussions in his career, including in 2016, he missed half the season because of one. He came back and he just realized that he needed to hang it up because he couldn't take one more big hit. So for his safety and himself, he walked away. Right now, this weekend as they go to Talladega, there are two full-time drivers that are going to miss the race because of a concussion, because NASCAR recognizes the effects of that. Kurt Busch has been out since July because of a concussion. He might come back before the end of the year. He might not come back at all. Alex Bowman, who's been on the show a few times, he's missing this week because of concussion-like symptoms. They're not even sure if he's fully concussed, but just because of the risk at Talladega, the high speeds that you have there, they're playing it safe. He hasn't been cleared to race. They seem to get it, and it took them a while to get it. It took them taking some hard lessons, losing their most popular driver to a crash, obviously, but they get it. Other sports seem to be getting it. Why is this so tough for the NFL to recognize? And Nate asked a great question on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. How can the Miami Dolphins be held liable for Tua when an independent doctor hired by the NFL cleared him to play? Tell me another team that would hold a player out if an independent doctor gave them the okay. I understand where he's going with that, but do your doctors not evaluate him during the week?
The independent doctor?
No, like the Dolphins doctors.
Yeah, the Dolphins. They're supposed to evaluate.
And they're a doctor.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, you have the team, the trainers and everything else. But then, you know, into a situation, I'm sure there was a doctor there, neurosurgeon or whatever the case may be, was there. Now, here's the deal. If they didn't deem it was a concussion, and they tried to make it seem like it was this bad thing, then there probably were there were no doctor there. Right. You know, that could monitor him for a concussion. Because you got to remember, they didn't say it was a concussion.
No, they said
it was a back injury.
Said it was the back.
Said he needed a backyotomy, you know. But
a what?
It's a movie. It's a movie. Friday.
Yeah, I know. Backyotomy.
So it wasn't known. To me, there was not a doctor there to monitor him because, again, they said it was a back problem.
Right.
Which, to me, there's no way, and you know what, that if you watched that from start to finish last week, that you were convinced it was a back injury.
No.
You can't convince nobody that Tua that was a back injury. And shame on the Miami Dolphins for making it seem, and shame on Tua. These players got to understand this. This is what these players don't understand. And they do once they retire or closer to the retirement. It's football over everything else. It's win over everything. They don't give a damn about, I'm just telling you, for the most, I'm not talking about the coaches that are there with you every day. But everybody, they don't give a damn about you. They don't.
Right. You got to care about yourself.
Yeah, you got to care about yourself. We've seen it. We've seen plenty of players that once their career end, they say, you know what? Man, I shouldn't have played that game. I had a concussion and, you know, they told me whatever the doctors told me and I agreed with it, or I should have had that surgery, but the doctor said do this and I just did what the doctors wanted me to do. I wanted to be out there for my team, yada, yada, yada. I can tell you, a guy, even Whitworth, you know, last night on a telecast, he said, man, listen, I got a concussion in a game. And it was known to be a concussion. And I didn't want to go out because I didn't want to hurt my team. And it took another player to say, nah, y'all get him out of here. He ain't right. Y'all get him out of here. That's what I'm talking about. You got to protect the player from himself because they're going to want to go out there and be out there for their teammates. They're going to want to help.
Right.
And it's up to these doctors. It's their responsibility.
And it's not easy because the independent guy's got to have the gumption to tell everybody who is sitting there, we need our guy, our quarterback. He feels fine. He's going to get him in there. You know, like the doctor has got to have some strong will.
Yeah.
And he's got to be backed by the league. To say, look,
he don't need
this guy,
to be backed by the league.
Well,
this is a guy that needs to be brought in by the PA.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't need to be the NFL.
But we know how our bodies and the competitive juices of your team kick in. You want to be there for your team. The player's telling you, I feel great. Mm-hmm. It's tough to override that, right? That's the hardest thing about this whole thing.
But that's why
it's easy for us to sit back. We don't care if the Dolphins or the Bengals
No,
win.
It's not easy for me because I've been a part of it. So it's not easy for me. This crap is not cool, you know, for them, for the doctors. This is an independent doctor, okay? You have no allegiance to the team, nor do you have an allegiance to the PA, even though you should, because you should try to do what's best for the player. When you saw Tua fall, it should have been, I don't care if it is his back.
I agree.
You're done.
Take the helmet.
Give me your helmet. You can't go. I don't care what your coach say. I don't care what your owner says. Take that up with the PA, but I'm protecting this player. I don't care what the player says. I'm taking him out.
Quite honestly, I thought we would have crossed this bridge 10 years ago. I thought we had made more progress. The movie is out. You know, Will Smith is the guy from Concussion.
The further we get away from it, the less we remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this, because you're obviously very passionate about this, and I get it. You played 15 years in the league, but you just said that sometimes you have to protect the player from themselves. I know against the Bills in the playoff game, you had a concussion.
And they took my helmet.
And they took you out of the game.
Yeah. They took me out of the game. I would have probably went back in.
That was – okay, so was there ever a time in your career that you look back on and you go, I probably got a concussion, but I went back in?
Well, I know I had a concussion. My rookie season, we're playing Baltimore, in Baltimore. I got knocked flat out, like clean out. Didn't remember anything else. They had to come out and get me. I go back to the sideline. I'm I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what happened?
You think you're back in Michigan?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm like, what happened? They were like, man, you got knocked clean now. Okay, cool. I'm on the sign. They give me these. Now, this is before.
This is before the big awareness.
They gave me all these. I was back in the game after halftime, and I shouldn't have been.
Right.
And I played the next week when I shouldn't have.
Knowing what you know now.
I wouldn't have played.
You would have fought it. You would have said, hey,
I would have said, nope, I'm done. I would have said I'm done. Because me going back out there is not helping anybody. It's damn sure not helping myself. It's not helping the team because if I get here again, I'm forgetting everything. I'm already a little foggy anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and as players, we try to fight through any and everything. Sometimes somebody just got to, like they did against the Bills for me, give me your helmet. You're not going back in the game.
That's why it was so shocking about the last couple weeks.
I wasn't clear knocked out versus the Bills. I hit my head on the back of the on the field, and I was a little dizzy, and I started seeing stars, but I wasn't knocked out. And the doctor was like, nah, give me a helmet. Mm. You're not going back in.
This will fire you up. Derek, D-May, the texter's name is Derek. D-Mace, none of you guys are doctors, and no one was there on the sideline giving him a look over. You guys are saying that the team doctors and the league doctors are criminals and should be stripped of their right to practice. Words matter.
I'm not saying they're criminals. I'm going to ask this person, Derek, have you ever been on the football field? Have you ever played professional football? Do you know it's football over everything else? Have you seen thousands upon thousands of men after they retire, 5 years after retire? Don't tell me a damn thing about this sport. I know, okay? Just like I'm not going to tell you if something happened on your job, you there every day. You know the ins and outs of it. I'm not going to tell you, well, maybe you – no, because you know. I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to say, well, you don't know because you're at your job. You understand your job. Don't tell me. I know my job. I understand my job. That looked like a damn a concussion. That wasn't a back injury. I've seen guys with back injury. They can't move. They're hunched over. They're grabbing their backs. That's a back injury. A back injury isn't you hit the back of your head, shake your head 3 or 4 times, get up, shake your head again, looking down, and then all of a sudden you collapse.
Yeah.
Don't insult me like that, Derek, okay? Please don't. I played the game for 15 years. I played 4 in college, and I played 2 in high school. I've seen plenty of damn concussions, and I've had a few myself. So I know when a concussion happens, I'm not talking about my back. If I collapse, it ain't because of my back. Okay?
How many do you think you've had?
Wow. Thank you for the text, Derek, too. I know I had like 2.
The
one in Baltimore, clearly knocked out. The one in Buffalo was woozy and seeing stars. They grabbed my helmet. They said, you're not playing anymore. I'm sure I had plenty more after that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everyone, if somebody played not even as long as you, played 3 to 5 years in the league.
You played a year. You hit your head on the back of that. If you hit your head on that turf or that grass and you start seeing stars or you're a little bit, you're concussed. They will tell you that. This is what has been explained to us. You are concussed. Now, where are you on that spectrum?
Yeah.
Of concussions? I don't know. But when you're a little wobbly and seeing stars, yeah, you are concussed. There's nobody can convince me. And I'm sure I'm not the only person in this boat. I could see if I was a lone, you know, boat rower here. But I'm not the only person in this boat. There's no way that you can convince me that that was a back injury that Tua was dealing with. And it will come out, best believe.
Oh, and no doubt it will. I mean, this could be, and I hope it is, a game changer for this, and they can make progress. 615-737-1025. Nate, hang on. We'll get to your call. We'll continue this discussion on Tua and concussions and how it can get better, not only in the NFL, but across all sports. It's Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. We're live at Bridgestone Arena at the Jack Daniels Barrel House today. And you can contact us, 615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. All right, D-Mace is passionate about this, and he's fired up, and you absolutely should be. Paul on our text line. Thank you for covering this topic. All of our parents with kids who play contact sports want to hear this today. Also, for the love of God, if you're not a star NFL receiver, do not argue with D-Mate. You don't have a medical degree to see what is happening here.
I'm glad that what's his name?
Paul.
Paul. I'm glad Paul brought that up. I had this discussion last night with a friend about football and you know, when do you start and all this other stuff and whatnot. And I was like, listen, me personally, and this is only me, and there may be a lot of people that hate what I say in regards to this. No kid, and I repeat, no kid should be playing tackle football until they're at least in the seventh, eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah.
No kid on this earth should be playing tackle football when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. That's just me. And I got friends that kids play, and they're good. But again, if you ask me about this and parents ask me, I said, listen, if it was up to me, kids wouldn't be allowed to play tackle football. They can play flag football, but you wouldn't be allowed to play tackle football. Flag football, I can still impart in you the skills to play the game, the fundamentals to play the game. I don't need you to be getting tackled and your head slammed on the ground when you're 5 years old. I don't get that. Again, I got friends that let their kids play. That's cool. But me, knowing what I know, seeing the things that I've seen, watching grown men after they're done, just crippled by this, there's no way in hell a kid should be playing that at that age. No way.
Unnamed texter said D-Mace needs a podcast because he's always on the verge of cussing. He needs that podcast ASAP.
Okay. HBO status.
Here, let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Nate wants to weigh in on the Tua situation. Hello, Nate.
What's up, guys? I'm a little scared now. I think I'm gonna get cussed out and get
no. Nah, you're fine, man. I'm just fascinated about some things, Nate. But no, you give your opinion. We don't always have to agree, you know. But give your opinion.
I get it, man. But so I was disagreeing after the game, after the Sunday night game, mm-hmm. about back injury, and I still kind of am. I do think he got a concussion, but after last night's game where Tua got injured, my wife, who's a pulmonary nurse, she was researching what has been happening all week and what happened Sunday, and there was an article by a doctor who said that basically the spine that goes from the bottom of your head to the top of your butt, it could get pushed up into your head and give you TBI. So I can understand where the independent doctor is coming from now, but I still do think he had a concussion or some sort of brain injury on Sunday.
Thanks for the call,
Nate. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. Listen, if they can find something that is contrary to what may be happening, they will.
Yeah.
If it seemed like if he hits his head, but they can find a way to figure out, okay, is it something else? Does this or here it is? Okay. Does it hurt right here? Does it hurt right here? Does it hurt? Yeah, it hurt a little bit back here. Okay. How you feel? How your head feel? I'll be okay. I'm fine. Okay, but it hurts on your lower back, right? Yeah. Okay, it's a back injury. We're ruling out it's a back injury. Okay. But you're still a little foggy in the head.
Right.
But it's a back injury. So because there is a – because your back does hurt, we're going to go with that as opposed to the concussion. Because, again, just watching the play, and you're right, I'm no doctor, didn't go to school to be a doctor. I could call my son. He may know some things, or I can call other people that are neurosurgeons. They know. But it just seemed like when he hit the back of his head hard and he's shaking his head on the ground, people go back and watch the film. He's shaking his head like constantly trying to clear himself. Then he gets up and he shakes his head again, and then he wobbles and falls. What is it then? Again, I'm not shaking my head because my back hurt. That's like my knee hurting, but I'm moving my elbow. Like, oh, my elbow. No, but it's my knee. Make it make sense to me. That's all. Just make it make sense to me, because you're not, just because you're a doctor, you're not just going to say one thing and expect me to believe it. We've seen that plenty of times where doctors have said one thing and they end up being another.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that leads me to this point. This is where my rant is going to come from. So another Nate on our text line, who's also a great listener, said the NFL cleared him. He went through the protocols that the NFLPA put in place. Okay. Yeah. Fair. I feel like too many times we just disregard the eye test. And you may say, well, the eye test is not scientific.
And we defer to the doctor.
And we defer to the doctor. We defer to the protocols, the protocols that somebody has put in place. All right, well, we've spent 2.5 years talking about some protocols that have been in place. And let's just all be honest. They haven't been perfect. Okay? Sometimes you just got to use common freaking sense. I think if it's me, if I'm the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, I'm Mike McDaniel, and I see the quarterback fall down, you know what? My brain's telling me that something ain't right.
He's gone.
I don't care if the doctor comes over and says, well, coach, it's a back injury. He's good to go. Well, his eyes are glazed over. He looks like he's not all there. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. So when did we get rid of common sense, which has been gone in some ways for a long time,
And
just say, oh, well, the protocols say.
I know. And what's frustrating is I thought we were making progress. I'll give you my perspective from the NHL. We were up in New York for the broadcasters' meetings. They had a very good discussion on how the concussion protocol works there. Mm-hmm. They have what's called an independent spotter. Mm-hmm. And so as broadcasters, right, we're always trying to figure out, you know, why is a guy...
The NFL has the same thing, spotters in the stands, just
right,
to watch the
right.
players. Yeah.
And so how does that work? The communication, we're all trying to understand as best we can as broadcasters when we're televising a game to try to bring to the audience, you know, what's going on here? Why might this guy have gone? Because sometimes it's very obvious, like Tua. Like, we saw what happened to this guy. In hockey, a guy could just get lit up in the middle of the ice. Everybody saw it. Other times, it's not as clear, right,
exactly.
When a guy got hit. But a spotter can find out. So there's other layers to it. Like the trainer, obviously, can see it on his own, the team trainer. Mm-hmm. There could be people on the ice. There could be officials. The question was asked, can the officials get involved?
Yeah.
And there is communication that goes on. And so, Chase, the point you made that I think is worth it, the protocols are never going to be perfect.
Right.
But if everybody is continuing to work with the same goal, then that is, look, the player safety has got to come before the competitive moment of that game where the player may tell you himself, I want to stay in there. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some layers of protocols that say, look, I know you want to stay in there, but we got to look long-term here. It's hard for you to look long-term right now because you're trying to stay on the team. You're mm-hmm. trying to help your team win tonight, but I got to take you out. I got to go get you checked at least. We got to go through the process behind the scenes here. And that does happen a lot. But look, is it going to be perfect from here on forward? No. But I feel like with the Tua thing, that was just an obvious one where, look, err on the side of caution. Err on the side of, even if it is, I'm not saying that they're just making up the back thing. There's probably something to the back thing.
Yeah.
But we saw him hit his head.
Sure.
But
right?
even
there can be something to the back thing. Both can be true.
Yeah. But err on the side of caution.
Right.
But Willie, even if it's a back issue, your player collapsed. Even if it's a back, I don't want to take a chance because it could be a spinal cord. Get him out, because if he takes a devastating hit from the back blind side, he could be done.
Right,
so
a back is nothing to fool with either. Yeah.
Even if it's a back, I'm saying, you collapse on the field, you need to go off.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put you back on. I don't care if you cleared. I can't put you back on. Because if you get hit from the blind side again, you go down and then find out that now you can't play, period, because I didn't take you out before, I would feel bad as a head coach.
I think the good thing is we're making a big deal when something like this happens. I remember it was, I think it was just a couple years ago, the Michigan quarterback. Was it Michigan? The quarterback was really, he went back in when he was clearly, it got hit hard and was not doing well.
I
don't remember the specifics of it, but everybody raised the red flag and said, wait a minute, we cannot let this happen.
I remember that.
In a football game. I just think we're getting better at it, and so when something like this does happen, we're surprised, and I think we should be.
One step forward, two steps back. 615-737-1025. Joe, we'll get to your call coming up next. Also, another text that I really want to read that I think is interesting as we have the concussion discussion. Here, I swear I did not mean to do that. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. But when I'm out and about this weekend hanging out with my friends, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink some Screwball peanut butter whiskey because it is my go-to. It can be served as a drink, a shot, on the rocks, however you like it. I like it as a chilled shot because it goes down oh so smooth. Peanut butter old-fashioned, espresso martini, whatever. Just go to screwballwhiskey.com. They'll have all the information on it and even more recipes that you can choose from. The reason that I like it so much is, like I said, it goes down smooth. It's an original. It's made with real peanuts, real peanut butter, and, of course, real whiskey. And it's the most awarded peanut butter whiskey in the world. So do like I do. When you're out and about with your friends, ask for it by name. Say, I want a Screwball peanut butter whiskey just like the suit. And also do like I do. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2022 Screwball Spirits LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Streaming on the Game Nashville app at Bridgestone Arena. Predators and Lightning, Game 2 tonight. And we will continue discussing that. Nick Kieser is back at the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Tune into the College Football Game of the Week on 102.5, 106.3, The Game tomorrow as Alabama takes on Arkansas at 2:30. Was that good? Was that a good, Eli?
That was good. And meanwhile, Derek was doing a little Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He was.
Billie Jean.
Let me finish the read.
Okay, keep going.
College football.
It was great, great visuals on both sides.
College Football Game of the Week is brought to you by Twin Peaks, home of the 20. That's a great visual. Home of the 29-degree drafts and wall-to-wall sports and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. A little delayed reaction. I like it.
That was delayed right there.
Love the Twin Peaks. Taking your calls and your texts on concussions, the Tua situation, 615-737-1025. Wes in Clarksville says this. If Vrabel was Tua's coach, his ass would have not been playing. He would have been sitting on the sideline. Agree or disagree?
Judging by what I've seen of Vrabel and how much, you know, just that organization seemed like they care about their players.
Yep.
I think he would have been out. I don't think he would have been back. If that was Ryan Tannehill, I think Vrabel would have been like, nope, you're out.
Here's why I agree with you. Vrabel knows more than Mike McDaniel. And what I mean by that is
he played the game.
Vrabel played the game.
Exactly.
Vrabel had concussions, I'm sure. I don't know. I have to go look if what's documented, what isn't. But the way he played the game, you know he probably did. Mm-hmm. And I would be curious. And he's very, like, he doesn't want to talk about other players and other games. But I would be very curious if somebody today, when Vrabel speaks, if they asked him about this situation. I really hope he would give an answer, because I think he is more qualified than just about anybody to talk about this.
I think he would, because it's not his player, it's not his team. I think he would, you know, give an answer, but not give an answer.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He'd answer it, but not really.
He's got to be careful.
Yeah, he has to be very
that,
careful
but
with answering that question.
But I would value his opinion because he's a coach and he's a former player. Like, look, I plan to ask Eddie about this. I mean, Eddie's another one.
Exactly.
You know, because now he's on both sides. He's played the game and now he's a coach, a college coach at that, when you know, where there's been such an emphasis. 615-737-1025. Joe has a Tua question for D-Mace. Joe, welcome in.
Hi, guys. So here's my question. With Derek's expertise, taking the hits out of the equation, do you feel that, like, the turf causes a bigger impact on your head when you get slammed down than on grass?
Oh, man. You know what? I would I guess it just depends because, I played on some turf that is, like, really soft.
Baltimore had turf, right?
Yeah, and it's really soft turf. They do it in such a way that it gives a lot. It's not as hard. There's more pellets or cushion underneath the turf. And I played at some, places where, the turf is a little bit, in a sense, thinner. It doesn't have the padding underneath or the pellets, a lot of the pellets that some, stadiums have. So I would love to see a study done on concussions on, and I'm sure they have it, concussions on natural turf and mean grass and artificial turf. I would love to see the, percentage of guys getting concussions when they play on grass as opposed to playing on turf. Because, again, we had that question about Derrick Henry and his foot, turf or grass. And, the way they make this synthetic turf now, it doesn't matter with guys whether they play on turf or grass.
Right.
Because it's so soft. So that, I wonder what the percentages are as well. Is it higher percentage that guys get concussions on grass or on turf?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know in hockey, there was a time where the idea was it's easier for fans to see through a thicker level of plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
And it used to break all the time, too. But in the early years of the Predators, they had, I forget what they called it, seamless glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't have the stanchions in between that would, obstruct the view of the fans sitting there. But it was so thick and hard, you could really hear the sound. If a guy got hit hard into that, you could almost hear his head hit, and it wouldn't give as much. And I think they went to school and learned, look, this isn't good. Mm-hmm. We got to get back to the old plexiglass that bends a little bit more when you hit it. You put the stanchion in there. I thought that was a smart move. So I do wonder if studies have been done about the impact on your head when it hits the turf. Obviously, does it give? Is the give the same?
Exactly.
And I would think it's pretty similar these days. I would think. I think the old AstroTurf,
that's like concrete.
Yeah.
But the new stuff, I would be surprised if there was just the numbers were so far apart. It was like, okay, on natural grass, the percentage is like 15, but on artificial turf, it's like 40. I would be surprised if it was that. So,
615-737-1025. You were gonna real quick. You wanted to make one more point.
Yeah,
before we get to Terry McCormick.
Before we get to Terry, this is the point I want to make with our listeners and our callers and our texters. And I understand, and listen, we can agree to disagree. I'm cool with that. I love that because we can further the discussion when we both don't agree. So we try to find a commonality in our conversation or our dispute, which I enjoy and love because we both gain knowledge in it. But if this was your son, just all y'all that are listening, in your cars, at work, wherever you're at, just think about this. If this was your 17, 18-year-old son or 15-year-old son in high school and the exact same thing happened, the exact same thing to Tua happened last week to Tua, happened to your son, where he gets tackled, violently slammed to the ground. Not that the guy did it on purpose, but he gets slammed to the ground. The back of his head hit the ground. You as a parent is watching all of this. The back of his head hits the ground. He shakes his head a few times to try to gather himself. He gets up. He shakes his head again to try to gather himself. And then all of a sudden, he wobbles and collapses. As a parent, what would be your thoughts? Even if they came back and the doctor said, well, Mr. Mason or Mr. or Mrs. Johnson, well, it seems like it's more so your son's back. He's complaining about his back. It's not too much his head. You as a parent, what would you say? I know me as a parent, I'd be like, don't put my kid back in that damn game. Don't do it. You do it, you're going to have a problem with me and a bunch of lawyers. Don't do it. I don't care if this is a state championship game. I don't care what it is. Do not put my son back in the game or my daughter back in a soccer game or something like that. their butt needs to be sitting on the sideline right next to me until I could get him or her further evaluated tomorrow. But don't put my son or daughter back in the game. How would y'all feel if that happened exactly to y'all? That your son or daughter hit the ground like that, and right. they went through the whole same thing that Tua did, but then the doctors tell you, well, I think it's more so his back.
I think it's a completely different
exactly.
perspective.
And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Like, that could be my son.
And it's different for you, too, because you played – DJ played briefly,
uh-huh.
you know, but I think you're going to look at it differently because exactly. you know more.
Absolutely. So I'm looking at Tua as if he's my son, because he can be
– right.
I'm old enough to be his dad. Like,
sure.
this is my son. So as a parent –
Tua Mason.
Yeah. As a parent, I'm looking at it like, nah, I know what the doctor said, but I know my boy, too. He not going back in the game. I don't care what y'all say. Don't put him back in the game.
We are not done with this conversation by any means. A lot of you still want to weigh in on it, but we're going to shift gears, talk to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Titans and Colts this weekend. That's all next. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.